Good evening. It's definitely good to be back with you this evening, and hopefully everybody has had a wonderful Mother's Day. We just thank you so much for all the mothers and what you do, what you stand for in your family role. Tonight's lesson is taken out of Proverbs chapter 31. And if you would, go ahead and turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 31. This is talking about the virtuous woman. In this lesson, we're going to see what makes a woman virtuous and also see how important mothers are in the family roles. You know, the word virtuous means morally good, acting in conformity to, to practicing moral duties. Those are what virtuous means, and that was Webster's dictionary. Point number one this evening will be taken out of chapter 31 of Proverbs and verse 10. 31 and verse 10. An excellent wife who can find, for her worth is far above jewels. And I believe this explains how important the role of the woman, or the husband, or excuse me, the wife is in the family role. We see that worth is above jewels. Jewels, we know jewels are very expensive, and this just basically tells us their worth. They are worth more than anything that we know. Mother is worth more than we know. I believe, you know, in Titus, if you would, turn to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. This is talking about older women here, and they are examples for the younger women. Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Older women, likewise, are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, so that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, and to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. So the woman, especially the older women, they're examples also to the younger women. But many times, you know, we take things for granted what mothers do. And I believe this, we do take for granted how much they mean to us. You know, we honor them once a year, but we honor them each and every day, I believe. I believe we should honor them each and every day. We need to appreciate what they do. We need to appreciate what they do. They do many things out of love for, number one, their husbands. Number two, love their children, and also their love for their family members as well. Mothers love unconditionally. They love unconditionally, and also mothers always give of themselves. They give of themselves, whether that be their time, they give of themselves. And that we can appreciate that so much, whether it be lending an ear or telling you what you should do, listening to our mothers, or vice versa. You know, their mothers can be best friends as well, and we learn to appreciate them. But mothers, we look to them, they're kind of the glue that makes the family stick together. You know, we don't think of them like that, but we should. They are kind of the glue that makes a family stick together. We look to them as something like that. Mothers listen to their children, you know, and give them instructions and advice on how to solve life's problems or issues that may come our way. You know, we may ask them, even for me today, I'll ask advice. So we always use our mothers because they are very wise. They're wise, and they know how to tell you in certain ways. But we look to our mothers so much. Point number two, you know, as the husband, we trust our wife, or the mother role. We trust in what they do. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 11. Proverbs 31:11. The Bible reads, "The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. So we trust her. We trust the wife. You know, we men, we put a lot of trust in our wives, you know, in the home. We put a lot of trust in our wives in the home. You know, I don't believe we know half the things that they go through each and every day. We could always do a better job helping them in other ways in the home. We could always do a better job because they have so many tasks to do and we look to them to accomplish these things. But we put a lot of trust in them to handle certain things. We put trust in them. And sometimes we put too much on their plate. Sometimes we put too much on their plate. You know, it doesn't hurt us to ask if they need something else done for them. You know, they're always doing for us, but it doesn't hurt to ask them if they need us to do something. And that's something we should always strive to do, because we don't know all the things that a mother does. We really, sometimes we don't understand all the things that they go through each and every day for us. But if you look down to Proverbs chapter 31, verse 12, she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She does good, not evil, all the days of her life. And that's something to look forward to. That's something that we find very heartfelt to us, that they, we can put that much trust in them and trust that they'll do good, not evil. And the main thing is that they do it all the days of their life. They serve. They know how to serve. A mother gives a lifetime of service to the Lord and to her family. She works also in Proverbs 31:13. She looks for wool and flax and works with her hands in delight. She works with her hands in delight. You know, she's happy. She is happy to be able to do the things that she's able to do. You know, I think of Dorcas. And if you would, turn over to Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. Let's look at, verses 36 through 43. Acts chapter 9, verses 36 through 43. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which translated in Greek is called Dorcas. This woman was abounding with deeds of kindness and charity, which she continually did. And it happened at that time that she fell sick and died. And when they had washed her body, they laid it in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, having heard that Peter was there, sent to him, imploring him, "Do not delay in coming to us." So Peter arose and went with them. When he arrived, they brought him into the upper room, and all the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing all the tunics and garments that Dorcas used to make while she was with them. But Peter sent them all out, and knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. So we see, verse 41, and he gave her his hand and raised her up, and calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive. It became known all over Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And Peter stayed many days in Joppa with a tanner named Simon. So we see that that Dorcas, that she was very well known for the things that she had done. She was very well respected, and that is something that she was always working with her hands, and she did it in delight. She did it. She's happy to be able to do those things. But she made time for others. You know, made time for others. She was honored by what she did. You know, a woman finds things to do. She finds things to do. She never stops serving others. She never stops serving others. She extends her hands to the poor in verse 20 of Proverbs 31. She extends her hands to the poor and she stretches out her hands to the needy. She puts others' needs before her own. And also in Galatians chapter 6, we are to do good to everyone. She finds ways that she can be of service and finds and gives the time that people deserve, whether it be money or different kinds of things. But she offers these things to other people. She puts others' needs before her own, though. And also, we know that in verse 15 of chapter 31 in Proverbs, verse 15, it says, "She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household." Gives food to her household. We know that that women, especially even on a day like today, many women probably cook still. They do the things, you know, give food to their household and make sure everybody is full, make sure everybody is satisfied. And we can praise them for that, because that's what women do. They still serve on the day we honor them, and that is something that we should thank them for. They're always serving. But a mother prepares her food for her family and makes sure everyone's taken care of. Mother, she cooks along with many other daily chores. A mother is also about kindness. A mother is about kindness. In verse 26 of chapter 31, she opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. So that she's about kindness. And we can see that in her service to not only to the Lord, but to the family. She is an act of kindness, always showing kindness and hospitality and those kinds of things that all of us should practice. She gives so much to the family and so much to others. But a mother, you know, we look to her, she's all about kindness. Though. And that is a fruit of the Spirit as well in Galatians 5:22. This is something that we should all practice as kindness. You know, we know that she's always a woman. She's always teaching. She's always teaching. Whether, you know, especially children. Teach your children young. And if you would, turn over to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Let's look at 1 through 5. Proverbs chapter 3 and the rewards of wisdom. "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man." Verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." You know, those are things that we should all put into practice. You know, main things that we acknowledge Him, and He will make our path straight. Mothers are always teaching, and the things that they do, and the younger women are to watch and see this, because one day they're going to be where they are. And we always need to look to the future, because we are always trying to mold ourselves into what we want at the end of our life. And we always want to be better servants than we were yesterday. But a mother is all about the kindness. And if you would, turn over to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And we're going to look at verses. It's kind of lengthy, but I think it's fitting. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, let's go to verse 1 through 12. "There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. A time to give birth and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, a time to dance. A time to throw stones, and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, and a time to shun embracing. A time to search, and a time to give up as lost. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear apart, and a time to sew together. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What profit is there to the worker that in which he toils? I have seen the task which God has given the sons of men with which to occupy themselves. Verse 11, He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart, yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. In verse 12, I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good in one's lifetime. So we see that doing good in one's lifetime, that is something that we all look forward to, you know, making sure that we are all doing what we need to be doing to in our service to the Lord. You know, a woman in verse 30 of chapter 31, and back to Proverbs, verse 30, a charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. A woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. You know, this is a reverent type of fear, and it's a respect toward God, knowing to do all that He commands. And she realizes this, that it's a reverent type of fear. She respects God. And if you would, turn over to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And let's look at verse 13, and we can understand what this fear is right here. In verse 13, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. The conclusion, when all has been heard, is fear God and keep His commandments, because this applies to every person. For God will bring every act of judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it's good or evil. Everything will come into play at judgment. And we can understand that this fear isn't, we aren't to be afraid of God, but it's more of a respect toward God. And we can understand that same fear. So a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. And that is something that we can pull out of this. But we all must give God the glory in all things. You know, we thank all of our mothers, but we also know that the glory goes to God. All the glory goes to God. You know, sometimes we put our needs first instead of putting others' needs in front of our needs. Our homes need to start with a reverence for God. Our homes need to start with a reverence for God and His Word that guides us each and every day. His Word guides us each and every day if we allow it to guide us. We have to allow the Bible to be our guide. I've got a poem here that I want to read, and then this is in closing. It says, the poem is anonymous, and it's called My Mother, who fed me from her gentle breast and hushed me in her arms to rest. And on my cheek sweet kisses pressed. My mother, when sleep forsook my open eye, who was it sung sweet lullaby, and rocked me that I should not cry, my mother, who ran to help me when I fell, and would some pretty story tell, or kiss that part to make it well, my mother, who taught my infant lips to pray, to love God's holy word and day, and walk in wisdom's pleasant way, my mother. And can I never cease to be affectionate and kind to thee, who was so very kind to lie, my mother. And then also I want to, there's this deal that we've had for years that it kind of pretty well fits the topic tonight. It says, the best gift that a man can give to his children is to love their mother. And I think that's very fitting. We are to love our mothers and love and appreciate what they do. The lesson is yours tonight. And we just, if you've never become a child of God and would like to become, if you've never been baptized, now is your time to make your way forward. Or if you have become a Christian and having struggles in your life, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing.